Welcome into the PFF NFL Daily. Steve Palazzolo, Sam Monson. I did the intro again because I'm so excited. It's wild card weekend. Okay, this is what we're doing. Sunday evening, it's our instant reaction to the entire weekend here, Sam. We got 4 out of 5 games done. We're heading into Sunday night football with the Ravens and Bengals. Still have Monday night, but Sam, let's start with what we just saw. Vikings and Giants. The Giants pull off the upset in Minnesota, 31-24. The Giants are now going to move on to play the Philadelphia Eagles in the divisional round. Vikings 13-4 season ends with a home loss in the wild card round. What are your initial reactions to the Giants win?
Yeah, I mean, the flaws really in Minnesota's roster, Minnesota season, all came back to haunt them in this game, which is, I guess, a sort of inevitability, I think, about their season, was that at some point their luck was going to run out in this run of 11 consecutive victories in one score games and 8 comeback wins in the fourth quarter was going to evaporate. And that's what happened. Their defense couldn't stop the Giants all game long. Like, the Giants caused more problems for the Giants offense than Minnesota's defense did over the course of the game. And then Minnesota's interior could not block Dexter Lawrence at all, like in the course of the game. And in particular, late on, you know, it got as close as it did because of a ridiculous roughing the passer call on Dexter Lawrence. But the very next play, he runs right through Garrett Bradbury. They couldn't stop him at all late in the game. And I think that helped the Giants because it meant they could dial back the blitz. They didn't need to send everybody because Lawrence was just going to walk through the offensive line.
That was one of the stories we had talked about in the preview, right? The Giants, Wink Martindale, they love to blitz, but they didn't in this game. I will say their zone coverage wasn't great early on, even though they were winning up front. Dexter Lawrence was winning pretty much from start to finish. But over time, the Giants did a much better job. They clamped down pretty much everywhere other than, you know, the tight ends. You know, there's a couple busted coverages for the Giants defense in there, but they made the plays when they needed to. And, you know, to your point, Minnesota, on one hand, right, what is the story? The story is they know how to win and they pull it out in the fourth quarter and they're clutch. The other part of the story is you're playing with fire, right? You're playing these tight games against teams that maybe you shouldn't have in the first place. And at some point, you just can't do that. And they couldn't. But I think you got to give credit to the Giants. Daniel Jones is a runner leading all ball carries with 78 yards and 17 carries in this game. It just kind of shows like the little edges that they come up with. Plus, Jones threw the ball well. So I think you got to give credit to the Giants and Brian Daboll and that entire staff and just everything they've done this entire season. This was one of their best games.
Yeah, Jones played well. The Giants, Saquon Barkley made a couple of really big plays. They came up huge in a couple of quarterback sneaks on 4th and 1 when they needed them in the fourth quarter. You know, the Vikings defense had a couple of attempts at getting them off the field, and both times the Giants easily picked up the quarterback sneak and got the first down. So, yeah, they did what they needed to do. And Daniel Jones, I think, has been efficient this year more than really good. Like, I think a lot of people are giving him a ton of credit for what's going on. I think he's been generally a kind of an efficient, productive, solid player rather than a guy who's like been amazing for them. But they played the better game. Like, they were well-deserved winners. And I think going to some of these NFC powerhouses that are going to show up now in the next rounds of the playoffs, like, they might have a better shot of beating any of those teams than Minnesota does.
All right, earlier in the Sunday slate, Buffalo Bills 34, Miami Dolphins 31. It looked like a blowout early. I think we were all expecting a blowout, but again, depending on your perspective, the Dolphins hung tough. They didn't give up. The Bills, did they give the game away? Almost, right? They kept turning the ball over. Josh Allen with a couple interceptions, lost a fumble in there. Plus, there was a muff punt in this one too, right? The Bills were doing whatever they could to give the ball back to Miami. But yeah, look, Miami kept it close and had the lead somewhat late into the game, but the Bills just too good. And we saw every face of Josh Allen between the turnovers, big time throws left and right. It was the full Josh Allen experience in this one.
Yeah, I mean, again, when you're sort of looking, how do you divide up that credit? Does it go to the team that's coming back to Miami for staying in this and for battling? And yeah, sure. Or does it go to the team that's kind of throwing it away? And just you look at the stat line, I think it's quite instructive in this game. So Miami's leading rusher at 23 rushing yards in the game. Jeff Wilson, 10 carries for 23 rushing yards. That's not great. Skylar Thompson had 220 passing yards, but it was 18 of 45 with a touchdown and 2 interceptions in there for a passer rating of 45. Again, it's not like this was a dominant performance from this offense. This was Buffalo very much sort of keeping Miami in this. And then every now and again, Buffalo would kind of get it together for a few minutes and they'd put up 10, 15, 14 points and then they'd stop again and they kind of grind to a halt. So it was a bit of a weird game. And of course, insanely long. Like it went on like 4 hours. We had to delay the Vikings game because of this interminable Buffalo Miami matchup.
Oh man, the delay made it so that the final drive was further into the night, so Kirk Cousins couldn't make the comeback. That was you didn't realize
Cousins into primetime Cousins.
The NFL playoff action continues. We're one step closer to Super Bowl 57. And for the NFL divisional rounds, check out DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers can take a shot at even bigger payouts with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Just boost your NFL winnings with each leg you add up to 100%. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code PFF. New customers can bet $5 on the NFL divisional round to get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PFF. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. All right, Buffalo pulls off the win. We'll talk about it all tomorrow morning on the PFF NFL podcast, but Saturday night's probably the game people are talking about the most. The Los Angeles Chargers had a 27-0 lead. Everything was in their favor, but it didn't last. The Jacksonville Jaguars pull off the win 31-30. Everyone's calling for Brandon Staley's head in Los Angeles, while also giving credit to the Jaguars for not giving up. And Trevor Lawrence making the comeback, Andrew Lucky in style.
Yeah, Andrew Luck, or it felt a lot like that Minnesota against Indianapolis game earlier in the season, the 33-point comeback at halftime. I think what's amazing is maybe it's just because we've seen that Vikings game happen, but how early it was obvious that this actually had a chance. Like,
so true.
When they scored the touchdown before the half, it was like, this isn't over yet. Like, there's a lot of ball game left, and they've suddenly cut this to a 3-score game, you know, which isn't anything in today's NFL. Like, 3 scores can be put up really quickly. And then when they got a couple of breaks early in the second half, you're like, this is very quickly back on, and the Chargers actually need to keep things together and put up some points. Otherwise, Jacksonville is going to be knocking on the door any minute soon. And they didn't. Like, the Chargers, that's really the story with this collapse, is, again, like Indianapolis, when they threw away 33 points to Minnesota, they barely scored in the second half. And I think the real lesson is, when your giant lead is built off crazy turnovers and sort of plays that you didn't really achieve anything on offense, if those suddenly stop and dry up, now you actually need to manufacture some offense. And that's never happened for them.
That was my perspective. You know, it felt so bad for Jacksonville, so good for the Chargers, but we're talking a tipped pass interception, you know, illegal contact, maybe pass interference interception. There's a lot of luck in there for the Chargers. We'll talk about the specifics again on the PFF NFL podcast, but Brandon Staley, people want him fired. I don't know if that's what's going to happen. Not just because of this game and the fact that they blew a 27-0 lead, but because Mike Williams wasn't in there, might be out, maybe would have been out for the entire playoffs anyway. So there's way more to this story for the Chargers, but man, exciting win for Jacksonville. Doug Peterson also made a ton of good moves in this game as well. One of them just adjusting the offense. The other one, certain decisions along the way. But him and Trevor Lawrence, you know, making this comeback, and now we'll see what happens with next week. They got to take on one of the better teams in the league. But this was an exciting game on Saturday night. The least exciting game was still pretty good into the second half. The 49ers beating the Seahawks for the third time. 41-23. The Niners pulled away in the second half. Seattle just got overwhelmed by this Niners offense. The Niners could not be stopped offensively unless Brock Purdy missed some throws, and he did early on. But it's just amazing how well they just create explosive plays with Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, and company.
Yeah, I mean, this offense right now is a total and complete cheat code between all the skill position players in there. And I don't want to dismiss what Purdy is adding to this, because as much as he didn't play particularly well for most of the game, missed a lot of throws, had a couple of bad ones in there, he also found a couple of plays where he was able to extend the play, evade rushers in the pocket and outside of the pocket, buy some time, and then find an easy throw at the end of it. You know, typically against sort of three-man rushes from Seattle, which again is its own thing you can question, but Purdy is adding value on top of this offense that maybe Jimmy G doesn't in that particular scenario. So in addition to the plays where Shanahan is dialing them up and creating free offense for him to make, he's also adding those plays on top of it. And that's why it's so potent relative to everything else they've had.
All right, so the Niners next week, they're awaiting the Monday night game for the winner of the Bucks and the Cowboys. But impressive win, 41-23, and all sorts of records for a rookie by Brock Purdy. As I've said, tomorrow morning, PFF NFL podcast live at 7 a.m. We'll have the full breakdown on Wild Card Weekend. But for now, it's our Super Wild Card Instant Reactions to the PFF.